The Alberta government's decision to deny most Albertans access to free COVID vaccinations, including health workers, must be called off, says healthcare unions. This is an extremely dangerous policy that will increase healthcare costs as well as stress on the healthcare system. This policy is wrong for healthcare workers and wrong for all Albertans, said Heather Smith, president of the United Nurses of Alberta, UNA, in a statement. On Friday, the province announced that free vaccine would be available to seniors in supportive living, home care clients during the first phase of the vaccination program. In Phase 2, free vaccine would also be provided to Albertans 6 months and older with underlying medical conditions or compromised immune systems, congregate living residents, and people on social programs like AISH, income supports, and those experiencing homelessness. During Phase 3, Albertans 65 years and older who do not qualify for free vaccine will be required to pay the full costs of the vaccine. In Phase 4, remaining vaccines will be available to all other Albertans at full cost. Vaccines will only be available at public health clinics for Phases 2 to 4. The actual cost per dose and for the vaccine program is yet to be determined, but the cost per dose was estimated at $110 by the Center for Disease Control. Starting August 11th, eligible Albertans will be able to pre-order the COVID-19 and influenza vaccines through the Alberta Vaccine Booking System. In previous years, we've seen significant vaccine wastage. By shifting to a targeted approach and introducing pre-ordering, we aim to better align supply with demand, ensuring we remain fiscally responsible while continuing to protect those at highest risk, said Minister of Primary and Preventative Health Services Minister Adriana LaGrange. In the 2023-24 respiratory virus season, just over 1 million COVID-19 vaccines were wasted, or 54% of Alberta's order, so about $135 million worth of vaccines were never used and discarded. The province has now ordered about 485,000 doses, and the cost to taxpayers should not exceed $49 million, much of which will be offset by Albertans paying for the vaccine. The decision to force healthcare workers to pay what may be a significant amount for immunization against this dangerous disease is outrageous and will put thousands of Albertans who have no choice but to seek care in health facilities at risk when they are most vulnerable and endanger thousands of their caregivers, said the UNA president. Paying to receive a vaccine that is an essential component of workplace health and safety will drive even more healthcare workers out of Alberta, Smith added. Leanne Alfaro, Health Sciences Association of Alberta, HSAA, president, said the HSAA shares the government's interest in reducing vaccine waste, but the change will limit access to the vaccine, which is very concerning. We are calling on the government of Alberta to provide COVID-19 vaccines to all frontline healthcare workers and to any Albertan who requests them free of charge. That is how we protect patients, reduce hospitalizations, and keep our health system strong, Alfaro said. Sarah Hoffman, Alberta's new Democrat shadow minister for health, said it's cruel for the UCP government to put further financial burdens on Albertans who want to protect their health and their loved ones and not get COVID. It's dangerous, it's callous, it's anti-science, and it's anti-public health, Hoffman said. She said LaGrange is responsible for preventative health in her new portfolio, but the first thing she's doing is telling Albertans they must pay if they don't want to get COVID. If the UCP government was really interested in eliminating waste and protecting the health of Albertans, it would be promoting vaccines. That way, the supply would get used and we would keep ourselves and our loved ones safe, Hoffman said. Chris Galloway, executive director of Friends of Medicare, said government spending on its province-wide immunization campaign was slashed in half last year. Is it any surprise fewer Albertans then went and got vaccinated? We have a government more interested in pandering to anti-vaccine rhetoric than they are in doing their job to protect the public and our healthcare system from preventable disease, Galloway said.